You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a statewide Amber Alert for a missing 16-year-old girl who is 3 months pregnant. Sophia Martha Franklin was last seen on Sunday night at her home. She is believed to be with 40-year-old Gary Day F., who is known to be the father of the unborn child. The Beaver Dam Police Department issued the Amber Alert Monday night. Sophia is a 16-year-old white female, 5'9", with brown hair and blue eyes. Gary is a 40-year-old white male, 5'7", with blonde hair and green eyes. They are likely driving a 2014 black Buick LaCrosse sedan with plate number BBR20L issued in Arkansas. If you have any information, contact the Beaver Dam Police Department. Gas prices have fallen again, both statewide and nationally. Lisa Hale has more.
Gas Buddy reports the average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin this week is $2.88, down almost 7 cents from last week. Meanwhile, the national average is down 3.5 cents to $3.04 per gallon. That's down 1.4 cents from a month ago and 10.3 cents lower than a year ago.
Fluoride in the water is on the agenda tonight. The Wisconsin Rapids Legislative Committee will discuss several referrals during their meeting. Alderperson Jake Catnaugh put forth a referral to create an ordinance banning the addition of fluoride in the city water supply, and another to create or modify city ordinances regarding block parties and special events. A referral from Alderperson Madeline Palmquist involves revisions to the city's municipal code to define the responsibilities of the city as it relates to animal control. Alderperson Jeff Penscover brings a referral to increase the terms of alderpersons and the mayor from 2 years to 4 years. The meeting begins at 6 p.m. tonight in the council chambers at City Hall. Over $4 billion is sitting in the Wisconsin state coffers as a surplus. Lisa Hale has more on this story.
Governor Tony Evers will present his 2025-27 biennial budget in just 2 weeks. Republican Ron Tussler of Appleton, who represents the 3rd Assembly District, says giving the money back to taxpayers is the best use of the surplus.
Tax cuts, tax cuts, tax cuts. We got to give this money back. A surplus is just an overtaxing. We overtaxed you. This is not the state's money. We didn't earn this money. We taxed this money. That's different. We need to give this money back to the people who earned it.
In a legislative town hall meeting Monday night, Tussler suggested a middle-class tax cut and eliminating taxes on tips and retirement income.
February is American Heart Month. Firefighters in Stevens Point are doing their part to promote heart health. Derek Tritz has more.
Stevens Point will be celebrating February with a big heart, literally. During American Heart Month, Stevens Point Fire Station No. 1 will feature a large light-up heart to raise awareness for heart health beginning February 1st. For every heart attack or cardiac arrest reported by the Stevens Point, Amherst, or Plover Fire Departments in Portage County, one of the heart's red bulbs will be swapped out for a black bulb. The red light going dark is a sign of solidarity and a reminder to the community of the critical state of heart health. In 2022, heart disease was the leading cause of death in Wisconsin, according to the Center for Disease Control. This display comes as a joint effort between the Stevens Point Fire Department and Portage County Ambulance.
You can find educational materials on heart health throughout the month by following the Stevens Point Fire Department Facebook page. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks lose in OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fourth game in a row, this time in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. The final 125-96. Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez all sitting out with some injuries. That meant more playing time for backups like veteran Pat Connaughton.
I think for us tonight, we didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball on offense, right? We didn't do a great job of keeping out of the lane on defense. You know, when you look back at the game that we played them in Las Vegas, we did a good job of making some of those twos hard.
College hoops, Marquette falls in the rankings to number 11 after losing to UConn at home over the weekend. They're at St. John tonight. The Badgers now rank 20. 21st. They host Indiana tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, at the Super Bowl opening night, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco asked what's his favorite song they play at Arrowhead Stadium.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's the Chiefs' Isaiah Pacheco. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Look, up on the screen, it's a dog. It's a man. No, it's both. And it's animated. And it's the number one movie in America. That's right, the family-friendly film Dog Man, about a police canine officer and his human partner both injured in the line of duty and becoming one after a crazy surgery, is now the box office champ, pulling in $36 million. There's a pretty big drop-off to the number two spot, which went to Companion. The mystery thriller comedy pulled in just over $9 million. Mufasa the Lion King came in third place with about $6.5 million, but a seven-week domestic gross of just under $230 million. Sony's surprise hit One of Them Days, about two girls trying to pay the rent, came in fourth place in week three with just under $6 million, and it was the Mark Wahlberg yawn Flight Risk in fifth place in its second week of release with $5.8 million at the gate. Looks like I'm going to have to roll over, sit, and fetch a screening of Dogman. Jimmy Carter may officially never have held the title of artist, unless you count Making the Way You Live Your Life absolute artistry. The former president, who passed away in December, was honored with his fourth Grammy for his audiobook The Last Sunday in Plains, a centennial celebration. Fourth Grammy, and he wasn't even in the biz. I need to start doing more. Ye, formerly known as Kanye, and his wife, Bianca Censori, who might be AI personified, were unaware there was a dress code at the Grammys. Ye and his best girl were trying to sneak in under the radar and not attract any attention, and didn't until Bianca dropped her coat, revealing she was wearing nothing, or a sheer mini dress that hid nothing. Apparently all her pantsuits were in the wash. A quick Google search will reveal that she shouldn't have even bothered wearing said sheer mini dress, which is the same thing I wore for the Grammys, but I was watching from my own home. She's a cute girl. The 2025 Grammys are in the books, and the big news of the night was that Beyoncé, no last name, won Album of the Year for her country-themed album, Cowboy Carter. Beyoncé drew 11 nominations, which gave her 99 all-time, and also made her the most nominated Grammy artist ever. Mrs. No Last Name also won Best Country Music Album of the Year. Kendrick Lamar won Song and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. Chappell Roan won Best New Artist. Brainy Carpenter won Best Pop Vocal of the Year for Short and Sweet. Best Rap Album went to Doechii for Alligator Bites Never Heal. Other big talking points from the 67th Grammys, a moving tribute to L.A. firefighters who presented the last award of the night. And Taylor Swift did not win one single award. You have to wonder if Travis Kelce will still dig her in the big way. She'll be back. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy this afternoon with a high today right around 16, the wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 9 above. Tomorrow afternoon and evening snow around an inch possible with a high tomorrow right around 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 1 above.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.